Jose from fucking Liquid Metal's here, right? Trying to fucking storm in. Thinks he's the fucking drummer of Taint Stick. Yeah, thinks he can just fucking walk into the radio show. This ain't a fucking DJ show, cocksucker. Trying to run a program here. Tell you whether you can come in or not. Okay, he's cocksucker can come in now.
Yep. Jose, come on!
Yeah!
Make it snappy. Hey, man,
Thank you, make it snappy.
I heard you had your money on Benji Madden.
What's up, Raw Dog? Yeah, come on, hitting that shit, Raw Dog.
You had money on...
What's up, dude?
You had money on... what is his name? Ricky, your boy.
My boy, I was just
knock the fuck out. Listen to this song.
Benji's the champion of the world.
Yeah, screw Cohen and Mikey. And the Dingleberries.
It did look like it looked like an old lady.
Screw the Dingleberries. Shit, Ricky had a playmate. Whatever, man. Just screw Colin and Technique, man. I had to hold my brothers back because on behalf of metal
Speechless.
In the world, dude. No, I'm just trying to...
Metal in the world? What's he got to do with metal?
He was a huge influence on my professional life when I was a little Mexican beaner.
Oh, because he was the host
border.
Of the Headbangers Ball.
Yeah, dude.
You hope to one day grow up and be the host of the Headbangers Ball.
In my high school yearbook, you know, they ask you what you're going to do, Jose, when you grow
you
up.
You wanted to be Ricky Ragman?
I wanted to be the host of Headbangers Ball. I didn't say Ricky Ragman.
Striving for glory.
I wanted to be the brown version of him. But, dude, you know, he...
Just wanted to be the Mexican Ricky Ragman. I would have gone for manager of Taco Bell instead, really.
No way. Taco Bell is so fake, dude. Dude, I make awesome tacos. Yeah. I made Dave Mustaine and Megadeth tacos recently.
You're going to be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, we're going to be hanging out at the Revolver Golden Gods Awards. By the way, I want to say that my friend Brandon Geist, the editor of Revolver, contacted me several months ago. I don't even know if you know about this, Ellis. And asked me about who should be in the most metal athlete category, okay?
Yeah.
And the first person that I said that came out of my mouth was Jason Ellis. He was like, oh, that's a good one. You're right. Yeah. Wrote it down. You're in the fucking running, bro.
I know. No, I'm going to
win. Do I get a high five or anything? Do I get
if any I don't high five, I'll pan it out.
You haven't even fucking tweeted all that shit that we did together the other time, too, man.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The fucking snowboarder shit, dude. That comedy guitar rock skier
why
thing.
Why would I Twitter that?
I don't know, because I don't know why.
That was like 3 seconds of a painful radio show where I had to talk to somebody because Scott Green loves the guy.
Oh, man. I'm with Ellis.
Do you know how much shit happens on this show? I don't even know. The skier, was it a snowboarder or a skier?
I don't remember anymore.
I think it was a skier. Scott Green loves skiers.
Yeah, he does. He loves anybody Swedish, too, man. So
he does. He loves
good.
Both those.
Opeth and In Flames. But what I was going to say, too, I was on the train going to my first hockey game, and then there were some dudes, just random dudes, that were like, did you hear Ellis yesterday? Did you hear Ellis? And I turned around, I was like, are you guys talking about Jason Ellis? It's like four dudes.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah. And then one guy goes, Red Dragons! And I'm like, dude, I fucking work with Ellis. That's my boy, dude. And I'm like, you know, I work on Octane Liquid Metal. And he's like, who are you? And I'm like, Jose. And he's like, Red Dragons! And I'm like, it was just funny. I ran into your fans, bro. We broed out. And they all smoke weed, so it was cool.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. What's up, dude?
So
I'm
did you really think that you... I heard that you really thought Ricky had a chance.
Yeah, dude, you know what? But
he talks a main game.
I honestly did talk shit about Benji, about the whole thing, even afterwards. You know, I still have
you
Ricky's
talk shit
side.
Afterwards?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why?
Because, you know, Ricky, you know, was saying things that, you know, and I don't want to get into it because Cullen gives me all the crap in
what
the
did
world
he say?
In the hallways. No, he was just saying in his tweets, you guys were battling it out the next day.
We didn't
tweets.
Battle. He bitched and said that it wasn't a fair
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, and then you were giving him
shut
shit,
the fuck
too.
Up, you bitch. You fucking lost the fight because
you
suck.
You were saying, and then you were taking it one step further.
How do I take it one step further?
You're being mean to Ricky.
Hey, man, are you trying to disrespect Ellis Mania as an organization? You're attacking me personally.
Well, dude, I don't know if it was that much, dude.
Yes, he did. He said it was fucking rigged. He said it was a bunch of bullshit and it wasn't a fair boxing fight.
The fair boxing part I heard, and then he talked about it wasn't an MMA fight.
It wasn't an MMA fight.
The dude threw him, Benji threw him in the first thing. Okay,
fuck all you fucking pussies,
well,
man.
Dude, I'm not saying, hey, I have to defend.
Swing off that fuck. You have to defend. You have
dude,
to fucking. You have to make
I
your.
Stand raw dog.
You have to,
I stand
you have
metal,
to make your fucking
dog.
Opinion.
I stand
you have to check out
metal.
The fight. Did you check
it
out the fight?
Matter.
Did you check
like,
out the fight?
I did.
Did you check
I,
out the
yeah,
fucking
I
fight?
Did, I did. And,
do you think that it was unfair that it was
no,
an MMA
he,
fight?
He got... No.
So, but you still talk shit on Benji Madden and backed him up just because
I still have
of the metal?
Yeah. really. Yeah, that's how deep it goes.
Get the fuck off my show.
No, I can't. I'm stuck here, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you're full of shit.
Why? I'm defending my boy.
It's fucking a legitimate fight, and it was completely fair. Well, you're saying
it was
rigged.
It was good radio.
It's not comedy. It was a fucking boxing fight, and he lost the fight.
The whole thing was comedy.
And he bitched about
it. The whole thing
was comedy. Sick of everybody making up bullshit excuses.
It's over,
you lost the fight.
It's over. And it's over.
Well, after the fight, if you're going to argue on his behalf, you're in the wrong, and you're against us. Fuck off.
But I'm not against you guys.
You're saying that it wasn't a fair fight. It was completely fair, and he lost the fight.
Well, he did lose the fight, so that's
over. So why would you talk shit on him and say that it was a rigged fucking event?
First of all, Ellis, if you're being serious right now, I was fucking being cool to my friend, Ricky. I've known Ricky longer than all of you guys.
So after the fight, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care who's friends with anybody.
Well,
after the fight, you're saying that my event was fake and it was rigged.
I'm saying that Benji did make some moves that weren't boxing moves.
Right.
That traditional boxing matches, I've seen hundreds of.
If it happened in traditional boxing, which has happened a million times, you get a warning.
You get he threw him a little bit.
One time he threw him to the ground when they hold on and they broke it up and he got a warning.
Okay, you got a warning.
And the next time it happens, you would get a point deducted. It wouldn't be over.
Dude, Benji's a monster.
Mike Tyson bit fucking Evander Holyfield's ear, and they fucking kept fighting. And how is that a real boxing event?
Well, no, but that people said the same thing.
That's not a real boxing event.
Yeah, people said the same
thing. That wasn't
a
legitimate boxing event. For the heavyweight title, it wasn't legitimate.
I went on defending
my boy. You're clueless.
No, I'm not.
And you're making fucking statements that are clueless.
No, it's not clueless.
Because you're swinging from that dude's clueless nuts.
No, bro.
The dude's a fucking brainless moron, and he pisses me off. You want a fight, I give you a fight, and then after you lose, you try to say that my shit's not real.
No,
and that we gave him the fight.
I'm sure.
Well, be a man, except you lost the fight.
True, I agree with you on that.
So that's all I'm trying to argue about. If you're
gonna
back the bullshit, then fuck you too.
I'm still gonna defend Ricky because he's my boy. But
are you saying personally? I know you're his friend, and I understand you can be his friend all you want.
It's not even about fighting.
Did he win the fight
fairly
or not? Did he win the fight
metal
fair or not?
Pop.
Answer the fucking question.
He did. I mean, kind of. Yes, he
kind
did.
Kind of?
No,
or did he not win the fight?
He did.
Knock that bitch the fuck out.
He got...
So you shove that metal up your ass and pop all day.
All right, dude. But it's not... Hey, what's up? Hey, now.
It's bullshit, man.
Dude,
all these fucking people making up excuses.
Dude,
you
not,
lost the fucking
it's
fight.
It's not making up excuses. I come here, it's color for radio.
It's exactly what it is.
It's color.
I don't make fake radio,
here's
dude.
Here's the deal with Ellis, and this is what you got to know about Ellis. Mayhem Miller's got to be one of your best friends. And I wasn't here yet, and after his last fight, when he lost the fight, I remember listening to you guys and going, wow, you didn't say, and it was a shitty fight and he lost, but you didn't say that. You just said, you fucking lost the fight, Mayhem, and you put him on it. On the real, he lost that fight and you made no excuses. And I thought that was actually cool that you kept that shit real. That his best friend lost, and he was just like, fuck it, he lost the fight.
It still doesn't matter, bro, because I'm not even a fighter.
You're not.
No,
you don't know shit about it either.
At the end of the day, the reason I am here talking to you guys and the reason I know Jason Ellis is because of my fucking undying love for heavy music. That's why I'm here, guys.
It's got nothing to do with boxing. It was a boxing fight.
It doesn't matter. I make it that way.
You can already tell you're paddling a fucking stream. You're full of shit.
I'm making it that. I'm making it pop versus metal. Metal lost, and I'm mad.
Badly.
Doesn't matter. I can be mad.
I wouldn't even use metal. A bad look for metal.
Get a better fighter.
Is that even metal?
True. I mean, we could pick anybody. Zach Wilde could have went in there.
Benjamin is 10 times more metal than Ricky Ragman's ever been.
Oh no, see, that's not true, dude. That's
if
not
you
true.
You own a Slayer CD?
That's not true.
But what? Because he owned a nightclub where they metal played?
No,
because he fucked a chick with Axl Rose.
Because as an individual,
legitimize anything.
As an individual, he was a face for this music for fucking
music.
Plus years, dude.
Fucking ass saying, for that music.
That's like saying Ed Lover and Dr. Dre are faced for hip hop because
they were on
Yo MTV.
They were, and that was the second longest running show on MTV's history.
Analogy.
Now Headbangers Ball, it was.
Yeah,
and Headbangers Ball is the longest running show in the network. So Headbangers Ball for me has a lot of fucking.
Well, it's
clout,
a bad representation
dude.
For metal as far as I'm concerned, because he got knocked the fuck
argument,
out, and then he couldn't even accept it, and now his boy
Ellis,
is fucking also making up a bullshit excuse on behalf of him because you both can't admit. That he got knocked out like
no,
a
he
bitch.
Lost, dude, but I'm still
Looked
gonna,
like a bitch.
You know what, dude? On this show.
Like a pathetic little old lady
this
bitch.
Show, on this
metal,
show.
We're metal. You're a fucking old lady, is what you are. You got slapped like a fucking hag. You should have been hitting him with a purse instead of your fucking right hand, you little bitch.
On this show.
Fucking pathetic fucking announcing
Ricky
bitch.
Hate. On this show, it's been nothing but Ricky. No. Maybe he brought it on himself.
Maybe.
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 Okay? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's been nothing about hate. And so for me, I'm going for the underdog. I'm going to defend Butler. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go with the fucking team that's probably not going to win, but I'm going to be the only guy to vocally say what I fucking am going to say. Yeah. So perhaps, perhaps you're mad and
shouting out cheating is bullshit.
I'm always going to fucking defend.
If you want to cause some drama before the fight, you go ahead and do that. But after the fight, if you want to call cheating because you lost, fuck you.
Did I say the word cheating?
You said you talk shit after the fight on behalf of fucking Ratcock.
Where did the cheating word come in, Ellis?
You said it wasn't fair.
Where did the word cheating?
Get the fuck out of here.
Where did the word cheating come out?
I hate when people kind of just, you're fucking wrong, your boy fucking lost, and that's the end of it, and don't even act like you didn't come in here saying the other story.
I just played the other tune
when you came in. You just said that.
I said what, fair versus cheating.
I have no energy for this fucking bologna sandwich.
Shit.
I know.
No. Oh,
it's unfair. So you say it's cheating.
Hey, you know what? All this hate.
I'm saying, you guys started it.
No.
Fuck you and fuck Ratman. You're coming my fucking boy in my organization. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
All right, that's good.
For real.
You have a right to say that to me.
Yeah.
I am representing.
On my show, I do.
Right now, I also
have a right to say, get the fuck out.
Well, you know, I will. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, cool, man. Wow, dude. You know,
I'm so sick of everybody fucking talking shit on Benji because he's a pop guy. You know what I mean? It's over now.
I kept my mouth shut so that he'd actually accept the fight. I'm so sick of everybody.
But you think you're fucking tougher because you can play a metal guitar? I'm just as metal as all you motherfuckers.
No.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He's not worthy of your fucking...
It's not...
Fuck that shit. It's my show and that's my best friend. Fuck you and Ricky Rackman and fuck metal. How about that?
Wow, all right, cool. Well, tomorrow...
You guys need to accept your fucking defeat like a man! A real metal man would accept a defeat!
If I lose, I accept a defeat! You go up and say fuck metal tomorrow on stage.
Fuck you, fake metal guys, I can't accept defeat. You just said fuck metal. Yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
Tomorrow, go up on stage and say fuck metal.
Yes.
Go up and say, if you win that award tomorrow, go say that tomorrow.
All right.
That's cool, bro.
Thank you, Jose.
Maybe that award would be cheating because you're not real.
Thank you.
Jose from Liquid Metal, thanks for stopping by.
God. So sick of it. That's a fucking tosser. Man, I hate Ratman. I mean, his friends are full of shit.
It's like a disease. It just spreads.
God, well, they just can't accept it. I'm so... Everyone's going to keep their mouth shut like it's all okay. So sick of you lost, man. It wasn't cheating at all. You lost. Man. Hello, Michelle or Michael. I can't read.
Michael.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm illiterate.
That was a crazy argument. Wow.
What's up?
I kind of had a get my cock off the chest moment, so I decided to call in.
Blasco's not here.
Do what?
Blasco's not here.
Yeah, alright.
Alright, later, dude. David.
What's up, Ellis, man?
What up?
Man, I gotta give you props for just the way you stood up for your bestie, bro. I've never even had anybody stand up for me the way you did for Benji, and dude, everything you said was right on point, dude. You didn't back down, and that guy is a fucking whack motherfucker, just like Rackman. Mm. Thank you for throwing him off your show. And fucking represent, dude. Red Dragon.
Man, thanks, dude. I hate going there, dude. Kind of cool with that guy. But I feel like I'm just sick of everybody spinning their bullshit story about it. Or pop. You know, fuck off with your pop thing. Like it's some sort of fucking cancer. You know what I mean? Like, you think you're so much fucking harder because you listen to Pantera? Your ears listen to Pantera more than his ears, so that makes you more diesel? Fuck off. Just accept it. You lost. If Benji had a lost, he wouldn't have said shit about it. Just don't whine about it. If you join the whine gang, I'm done. Like, that is my friend. I'm sick of everyone disrespecting him because he's fucking pop. You know what? That's my fucking boy, and I love my boy, and I love his band because that's the team that I roll with. So you fuck with them, you fuck with me. Anybody fucks with Good Charlotte, fucking with me.
There you go.
Whether I don't mean to, you know, I mean, Jose is a cool dude. I didn't mean to do that, but I've just had it with everyone's fucking bullshit. I had to sit there and watch that dude, pop band. I'm like, God, you're a fucking old lady. You're not that fucking tough. Nobody is. Stop acting all hard and shit because you're into metal. your ears listen to Slayer doesn't mean you're fucking more of a man than anybody.
It's all just music, man.
Yeah. Who's going to claim you're the heaviest of the fuck? Okay, dude, I get it. James.
What's up, Elvis?
What up?
Man, I was calling on something else, but damn, son. Fucking,
Sorry.
Way to stand your ground, brother.
No, I don't mean to do that.
Fuck that. You do mean to do that. You stand up for yourself. You stand up for your bestie.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm sick of it. You know what I mean? Everyone's got their little fucking pot shots at that guy. Like,
you need to do the polar opposite of awesome world and come up with something that's like fucking douchebag.
How about irrelevant world? Get the fuck out of here, world. That's what I'm into.
Right.
Get off my Penny.
Yeah, dude. I just heard about that whole Ricky Rackman thing. I completely missed the Ellis Mania. Dude, that's complete bullshit. I can't believe someone would sit there and just talk shit after a fight.
I know. I mean, I understand before the fight, you've got your boys back, but, like, if you watch the fight, dude, I saw him Twitter about it. He was beaten when he was down on the ground. I got fucking multi-fucking camera angles. Nobody got hit while they were down. When he grabbed onto Benji, Benji threw him off him. And, yeah, that is not in boxing, and he was broken up and warned. And they went back to fight. They went back to boxing, and he lost badly.
Right, yeah, I mean,
except,
like, that's
accept
the whole...
your defeat. There's nothing more annoying to me than not being able to accept your loss. That's, like, I mean, I have utmost respect for anybody who steps into the ring. No respect for anyone who fucking bitches about their loss. It's just unsportsmanlike and just pathetic in every way possible.
Right, yeah, that's the same thing as, like, the Amir Carwin fight. When that comes up, as much as I want to see Lesnar get the shit beat out of him, if Carwin loses and he comes out of it not talking shit, dude, I just can't see Carwin talking shit after the fight.
He's not, cause he's a true man. Real man. Fuck, it's a bad representation of metal. Those dudes are making metal look bad by whining about it afterwards.
Right, yeah, and I mean, if anyone's a face for metal, I would go and say, you know, like someone like James Hetfield. I'm not a big Metallica fan myself. Yeah. I'm more Megadeth, but, like, yeah, I'd say one of the big four, you know? One of Slayer, Dave Mustaine, you know, I mean, any of them.
Yeah, people who play metal. Rackman. I know. You know, I know. He's in a club. I know. Thanks, dude. Matt.
Hey, guys. First-time caller. Love the show.
Good stuff.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for showing that there's still loyal friends out there. I listen to Liquid Metal a lot. That station pumps me up, but every time Jose comes on, I gotta change the channel. I just cannot stand that fucking guy. So.
He's alright,
yeah,
man.
Jose's a good guy.
It's not like that. It's just, yeah, like, he's just clueless in his comments I understand having these boys back, just as I have my boys back, but, you know, I draw the line. I mean, that's what I said at the start, to talk shit on Benji at the start, yeah, but afterwards, dude, you gotta stop making stabs. You lost. It's over. And you lost fair and square. Don't... Oh, pop! What? Dude, shut the fuck up.
You wouldn't accept the real answer, and I think it's BS that people still try to pull that move. So
yeah,
thanks for straightening that out. That was a good point.
Anytime, over and over again, till I'm fired. Never stop. This is me. Deal with it. Bob, what's up?
Alex, you fucking rock. What's going on, man?
Oh, good day.
Hey, you know, I definitely agree with you. I mean, the whole thing with Benji and Ricky, I mean, I love metal, big metalhead. I like Jose, I listen to him. I remember Ricky from back in the day with the Headbangers Ball thing. I get it. But at the same time, you know, you're doing the right thing. You got to call fucking spade a spade here. I mean, Ricky lost. He bitched out at the end. And no matter who that's coming from, that's bullshit. Like you were saying, you're cool with Jose. But if he's going to come on talking bullshit, you got to call that out. Yeah. Defend your best friend. So I'm motherfucking Red Dragons for doing that.
Well, then back at you, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Red Dragons!
I'm fucking trash, dude.
I thought you had a day to rest and relax.
Yeah, I could see. Phil.
Hey, Alice, how's it going?
Oh, good day.
I was just thinking, you know, if he thinks the fight was so unfair, Benji defeated him pretty handily. Why don't they just do a rematch at EM6?
Because I don't want anything to do. Because it's never gonna end. He's always gonna complain. That's why I freaked out. I've had enough. That guy. Like, I put up with it the whole time just so the fight would happen, but I'm like, man, this guy, fucking kids, ticket, like, whining me about tickets and whining about, like, how much money are you gonna make? And, like, as if he wants the cut of it. I'm like, dude, fucking, God, please, somebody beat this man up. And then, like, now it's still going. I'm like, dude, I don't want to talk about that guy ever again. This is the last time ever today. I'm done. Yeah, all those dudes bum me out, man, with their whining and how metal is bigger. Like, we're more heavy. Like, oh, fuck off. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm fucking Metallica tattooed on the side of my fucking leg. Don't come tell me about fucking metal. Jesus Christ.
Arguably,
I'll knock you out and I fucking am into metal. I love metal. I love all metal dudes.
Are you saying that you're both metal and an athlete? That's pretty unusual.
Scott.
You might be the greatest metal athlete there is.
Yeah, man.
What do you want?
Dude, dang. I've been a metal fan for, God, 20 years. I've been putting up with Ragman's bullshit for years. He's the shit representative of the quote-unquote metal clique.
Yeah.
You are dead right. Props for sticking up for your homie. The guy, he's a metal fucking nerd. I hate that prick, and I've hated him forever. And you're dead right, man. He wouldn't shut up, wouldn't quit running his mouth, and now he's got his boys in there doing the same thing. Mad props to you for sticking up and putting that guy down. Rock on.
All right, thanks. All right, now I just feel like a fucking asshole. I'm just burying Jose. Yeah, at the same time, he was defending his friend. But, I mean, he didn't do his research. And he probably doesn't have $5 to watch AliceMania.
When you come on the Jason Ellis show, you got to do your research beforehand. You got to be informed.
If you're gonna sprack off, you do. Especially about my fucking best friend. It's the end of it. There's fucking three more calls. No more calls. I gotta go. Evan, what's up?
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Good, mate. What can we do for you?
Okay, you know that guy that you had the big argument with? I don't know his name. Don't give a shit about his name. Remember that one time you had that guy who'd call you in and say that he used to stick his scrotum up his ass so he wouldn't get his finger dirty? Remember that guy?
I think so, unfortunately,
That guy that was when you told him to get the fuck off your show, you should have just left and took it like a man. Good for you for sticking up for your buddy. But compare that guy to the guy who used to finger bang his ass with a scrotum. That's the same level as the guy that was talking that shit about the fight.
Okay, thanks. I'm not taking any more phone calls. This is going to be a bash of Jose. Yeah. I know. Jose's cool, man. He just picked the wrong fucking argument with the wrong guy. We'll be back tomorrow with Dave Mustaine, who I believe is a legitimate metal dude, because he actually played guitar in a metal band.
Maybe he'll be representing Ricky also. Maybe those guys stick
together. I'll fucking blast him too! I don't give a fuck. Don't die.